Kevin Cassidy, Donegal champion again this year, and now an Ulster champion. How's it feel?
Gosh, it's unbelievable. It's the stuff of dreams. You know, you think you're good enough to go the distance. You think that your club maybe get there one day. To be standing here in the middle of Healy Park, our fans don't want to leave the pitch. You see, that it's massive for us. I think it's even more important for them fans, because, you know, yourself, it's a tough time down there, a lot of emigration, a lot of our players who might have been playing are working away and things. So we're just delighted to get over the line today.
Yeah, and it's a while since there was success down there too.
Yeah, it is. You know, for such a club, we grew up, you know, listening to the great teams that won the 3, 4, 5 in a row, and you want to aspire to be those players and to put your name up with those players, the Hughie Biggs, the Neely Jimmy Johns, the what do you call it, the Hughie Timms, and these kind of guys. So our guys now, like we said, they had a chance to create history. They put their name up there now. It's up to these young fellas now to gain inspiration from that and drive on.
Yeah. You're glad now, I'm sure, you came out of retirement.
Ah, listen, but in fairness, as I said there, if I sit in the stand there, I'd be as proud as anything as these lads, because, you know, the most important thing, it's not about the 15 players in the pitch or the 29 in the backroom team, it's the parish, and, you know, to see us there, to see us, you know, become kings of Ulster here today, it's just absolutely unbelievable.
Heading into extra time, what was being said in that huddle? What was being said in the changing room?
You know what? We didn't feel we played well today, and it was annoying. Boys' frustration was creeping in. Scotstown probably didn't allow us to play well, but, you know, we were just saying, stay calm, stay composed, stick to the process, try and get the ball inside, try and get runners off. And, you know, thankfully, we said, let's go ahead and let's ask the question, have they got it? And we didn't go ahead until the last kick of the game. So, yeah, you know, that was our target, to get ahead, you know.
Yeah, and you chipped away at it, because it was the 13th minute of the first half was the last time you led before the close of the game. So there was no panic buttons ever hit, and you just chipped away at it all the time.
Yeah, and do you know what? That's been something that's probably thrown at us this year, that games have been too easy, and they were saying, well, we have the stomach when the battle's there. We knew we had the stomach, and to be honest, we're happy there was a wee bit of battle there today, because you've seen the character on them lads, and everybody stepped up to the plate and just put the shoulder to the wheel. But listen, it's the stuff of dreams, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, you're not going to retire after this, because you still have an All-Ireland series now to look forward to. And when you, I'm sure, were a young player, you've done stuff with Donegal. You're a double All-Star, but doing something with the club means so much. So it doesn't now. If you were a young guy and somebody said to you, listen, before your career's done, you're going to be playing with your club in an All-Ireland series, Kevin?
I guess mental. And like, we spoke about this, and Eamon and Neil the same. Like, I would gladly hand everything I've ever done on the football pitch back for a county title, let alone this year. It's just surpassed anything we could ever dream of. You know, we're not going to say we haven't looked at Crossway Glen. Last week, we trained Sunday morning, and then, or not Crossway Glen, Corfin, and then we went all home, we watched the game. Are they a good team? Yes, without a doubt. Can they be beaten today? Of course they can. You know, so it's up to us to try and put it up to them.
Yep. And the journey keeps going. The dream's still there.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, it shortens the winter. Christmas will be good crack around Gidor, but make no mistake about it. You know, as I said to everybody there, it's been a long year. Yeah. It is mentally tiring and draining. You know, all the training, all the video, all the get-togethers. We'll take a wee bit of break off, and then, you know, we'll go full pelt again.
Darrell Boyle, just standing watching you here celebrating with family and getting the photographs taken with the cup. How's it feel to be an Ulster champion?
Oh, it's mad, hey, to be honest. I don't know how to explain it, hey, when that final whistle went. You just seen it yourself, hey, this year, the crowd, the roar. I'd say you would have heard it all around Omaha. It's just what everyone wanted and what everyone got, hey. It's just brilliant, hey. It's came right from the heart, like. I love it. I just love it.
You said to work hard today. This was the toughest challenge to date in the championship campaign.
Yeah, listen, hey, Scotland, a great team. We knew coming in it was going to be toe-to-toe. And listen, hey, when you a keeper like Rory Began coming up and knocking threes over like that, geez, your heart was in your mouth most of the time. But listen, we stuck with it and showed it out. And the extra time was all about heart. And sure, that's what Gidor's all about.
Yeah, conditions were tough there today as well.
Sure, listen, when you're from Gidor, you're well used to the winds and the rain going around. Many's the times we did a training session and like that, so it mightn't have bothered us too much now.
Listen, it's been a fantastic year, so it has so far.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, listen, we started off the year with just wanting the county final and get over that line. And listen, every step now is a bonus territory, and we're just going to enjoy it. Hey, listen, first time we're here ever, and first time we won it, so we're just going to sit back and take it all in.
Yeah, first time in an All-Ireland series too. You just have to go there as well.
That's it. Listen, hey, I haven't even thought about it. Yeah. We've got a big December off now. For the next week or two, we're just going to enjoy this how it is.
Yep. Listen, you're part of a crucial mix here. So you are in the team with the older guys and the younger boys. Is there serious belief in this team, so there is?
There is, hey. Listen, to be honest, from my own age group and the year above me coming through under-15s, I don't think we've lost a final since under-15, so typically I don't think we know how to lose and things like that. Coming into certain games, we might have a bit of coolness about us. Sometimes we can get better of us, but listen, at the end we got through it.